KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07 in Atlantic, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy and it's 22 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of flurries this morning. A high of 37, winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping our local news, a stabbing incident late Sunday night in Atlantic resulted in an arrest on Monday. Atlantic police late Monday afternoon reported that officials had been notified by staff at Cass Health at around 11:51 p.m. Sunday that a man who had wounds from a stabbing arrived at the ER. The incident occurred at the Walnut Hill Terrace Apartments at 1300 East 10th Street, or across the street from the hospital, essentially. The victim suffered serious injuries and was flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Early Monday morning, 34-year-old Richard J. Doss, Jr. of Atlantic was taken into custody without incident. He faces felony charges of attempted murder and willful injury, causing serious injury. His cash-only bond was set at $500,000. Doss Jr.'s preliminary hearing is set for 2 p.m. December 16th. Atlantic police were assisted during their investigation and handling of the incident by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. No other details are currently available. An estimated $90,000 damage occurred with the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge early Monday morning when vandals struck the structure that crosses the Missouri River and connects Omaha and Council Bluffs. Officials at the Omaha Police Department, or actually the Omaha Parks and Rec Department, I say, said that person or persons unknown knocked out the LED system for the foreseeable future, according to their Facebook page. Police said it appeared the rock had been thrown at the boxes, damaging the computer controls housed inside. Access to the bridge will continue, but the system that programs the colored LED lights is offline. In a social media post, Omaha Parks and Rec said it is disheartening to see this kind of action taken against one of our iconic city features. We ask our community and visitors to help us preserve and respect these special landmarks and facilities. The main lights on the lower portion of the bridge were repaired. The LED lighting system and digital controls were installed in 2019 at a cost of $720,000. The upgrade also included more security cameras. It's unclear if those cameras caught the acts of vandalism. A blaze destroyed a home in rural Montgomery County late Sunday evening, according to Red Oak Fire Chief John Bruce. Crews were dispatched to 2559 K Avenue, southeast of Red Oak, at around 8:50 p.m. Sunday. Soon after their arrival, Red Oak requested mutual aid for tanker support and personnel from Essex and Stanton, as the first crew reported heavy flames shooting from the two-story structure. Chief Bruce said that they battled the flames. Winds were averaging 20 to 25 miles per hour, making the job difficult. Grass trucks were requested, and local farmer Kent Swanson brought his tractor and disc in to work a couple of areas around the affected area to make sure the embers didn't spread to other structures or the land. Firefighters were on the scene for about 3 hours. There were no injuries reported. The house was unoccupied. It's owned by Robert and Carol Peterson of Red Oak and was declared a total loss. The cause of the fire and origin are unknown at this time. Montgomery County Emergency Management, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, and CERWA assisted at the scene. The Adair County Sheriff's Office on Monday reported 4 arrests occurred over the last few days of November. On November 30th, 40-year-old Michael Gale Stewart of Fontenelle was arrested for contempt of court violation of a no-contact order. His arrest followed a call at around 3 p.m. on that day from Stewart's mother, who said her son had ripped the door handle off his father's pickup truck and that he was wanting to remove an auger from one of the corn bins. While a deputy was investigating, he observed many text messages from Michael to his father, who is the protected party in the no-contact order. The younger Stewart was released from custody on his own recognizance December 2nd by order of the court. On November 29th, 50-year-old Charles Harold Lamb of Council Bluffs was arrested on an Adair County felony warrant to serve a court-ordered jail sentence for lascivious acts with a child. He was sentenced to prison and held without bond until delivered to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. He was also ordered to pay a fine of $1,370, a sexual abuse-related crime surcharge in the amount of $90, and assessed court costs. Also on November 29th, 51-year-old Ronald Lee Bacon of Altoona was arrested on a Marion County warrant for violation of parole. He was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail until turned over to Marion County deputies on November 30th. And on November 28th, 25-year-old Jacob Christopher Buck of Parkersburg was arrested following a traffic stop at 310th and Henry Wallace Road in Orient. Buck's 2003 Pontiac Bonneville was pulled over for speeding and a non-functioning brake light. While speaking with Buck, a deputy detected an odor of marijuana coming from the car. Buck admitted to there being some marijuana in the car in addition to paraphernalia. The marijuana was seized and Buck was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia before being released from the scene. And police in Red Oak have issued a report on a non-injury accident that took place Sunday afternoon in the parking lot of the Red Oak McDonald's restaurant. At around 2:40 p.m., a 2010 Hyundai SUV driven by 66-year-old Lynn Reynolds of Stanton was stopped waiting on traffic so she could turn onto Broadway Street. A Jeep Cherokee driven by 19-year-old Brandon Neneman of Red Oak was leaving the McDonald's parking lot when he became distracted. The Jeep hit the passenger door of the Hyundai, causing a total of $4,000 damage. Red Oak Police cited Neneman for providing no proof of insurance. And finally in the news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports the County Board of Supervisors will conduct at 10 a.m. Friday, December 10th, a manual recount of the ballots counted in each and all of the three City of Atlantic precincts of the votes cast for mayor in the November 30th city runoff election. The recount takes place in the supervisor's boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. Afterward, they'll complete a written report of the findings from that recount. Following the election on November 30th, the unofficial results showed Grace Garrett had won by just 4 votes over Tim Tighe. Since the race was so close, Tighe requested the recount. The election had been held because none of the 4 candidates received 50.1% of the vote during the November 2nd election. Garrett and Tighe received the most votes, though, resulting in the runoff. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.